And there is South Africa's own Rikus Nel doing a tribute to Glen Campbell there. Beautiful tune. A rhinestone cover. Rikus is on the line. Hey, Rikus, have you... I'm just thinking, I'm wondering, where are you located right now? Not in Ballito yet?
Not yet. Still here in Pretoria, but yeah, I'm looking forward.
Listen, Pretoria is a lekker place, but I'm telling you what, when you get here, you're never going to want to go back. And that'll be cool, because this is a place where many, many music celebrities have chosen to put down their roots, and I'm sure you'll be the next one to join us. There's so many good people here, and I can't wait to get in touch with you directly, because I believe your show is happening this weekend.
This weekend, yeah, and I think it's my first time performing in Ballito itself, so... Yeah, it's going to be a lekker jol. I'm really looking forward.
Okay, well, let's before we talk about the show itself, let's talk about Rikus Nel, because you're an interesting character. You obviously are a South African celebrity that's made a name for himself in the music industry, singing in both English and Afrikaans. This is quite an unusual trick. How did you manage to bridge the divide?
Yeah, well, especially for the fact that I'm not really a good English-speaking person, but I've got a love for country music since I was young, and especially old country, you know, Don Williams and Glen Campbell and Willie Nelson and stuff like that. So before I even had my first Afrikaans album out, I recorded I made a tribute to Don Williams. The album really went well with the album, and after that, people started to notice me, and I could write some Afrikaans songs, and yeah, and that's how Harde Kola and Boere Pompie and songs like that were born also, you know.
So the segue into it was through the popular music genre, the country music genre, and then of course into the Afrikaans music genre, which is probably, it's always been a very, very interesting genre, because the support for Afrikaans music almost has been unwavering for the past 30 years. It's grown stronger, I think, as South Africa has come under more pressure internationally from an entertainment perspective. You know, the international acts that come in via, you know, various electronic outlets are difficult to compete with. But of course, there's no competition when it comes to, except for local competition, there's no international competition for the Afrikaans market.
Yeah, that's very true what you're saying there. And I think because we're such a small market, you know, the Afrikaans music scene, and they're very loyal. And what I picked up, from my side, there's also lots of English-speaking people listening to some of our Afrikaans music.
Well, that's the point. I think you're absolutely right. The thing is that it is South African. It's authentic.
It's South African.
It's from the heart. It's from the heartland. And you're quite right. English, Afrikaans, South African speakers, generally, I think that's South Africans enjoy anything that is originally and authentically from this magnificent country of ours, under pressure as we might be. And your background, Rikus, is obviously the music that's pretty well established. But where are you from?
I'm from Rustenburg. It's a town in the northwest province. I come an Afrikaans teller from the Bosveld.
So you can't get more authentic than that. And where did you learn to? Are you're a guitarist, are you?
I'm a multi instrumentalist. So guitar is one of my instruments. And I think the thing is, before I went out as a solo artist, I played for Dozy and for Tien Jordan and Achbok van Blair, a couple of artists. I was part of their band. And most people know me as the guy who plays a couple of instruments. So hopefully in Ballito I'll show them, except for my singing, there's also that other part of me. I'm a session musician, you know. I've got a recording studio. And, so I've got a love for instruments. And that started when I was way back young. My dad is a very good musician as well. So I grew up with all the instruments in the house. And
what instruments do you play?
Well, I play drums, bass guitar, piano, organ, and then there's a couple of instruments like a concertina, old folk music instruments, accordion, a pedal steel guitar is a guitar they use in country music, you know, in America. I play that. I play dobro, it's also a country instrument, and then I play banjo and mandolin and harmonica and stuff like that, yeah.
Wow. So this is, as you say, multi-instrumental talent on steroids coming to Bolito this weekend. Now, just talk about the show, because I think it's going to be sensational. It's more than just a musical spectacular. There's a whole bunch of stuff with it. We've got a voice note of yours running on the station at the moment, and you make it sound like a music and food spectacular. What can one expect at the show?
Yeah, there's lekker spitbraai and boerewors and burgers and curry and rice. I'm not sure if the people is going to come to eat or to listen to music, but I think...
But I think it goes so well together. I mean, you know, the music and the food and the drinks and the fun, yeah. It's going to be one monstrously yeah. good show. A show yeah, for the whole family, in fact.
Yeah, for the whole family, that's the important thing. You can bring the kids, you can bring Oma and Opa and everything, and there's lekker gin and R&R and craft beers and everything to go with all the nice music. It's going to be like a beach vibe.
It's happening at the Lamontagne this Saturday, and you could be there with your beloved enjoying the joy that is to be experienced at Rika Snell with his multi-instrumental approach to life and music and food and fun and all things marvelous. Rika, it's marvelous chatting to you. I just wish we could get you. Are you going to stick around for a while, or are you going straight back to Pretoria?
Yeah, unfortunately, this round, it's straight in. Doing the show, having a kaya after the show, and then on Sunday morning I have to fly back again. But we should make a plan. That would be
well. Nice. Listen, I'd love to get you here in the studio, and maybe with an instrument or two, we can have a bit of a live session and plan the way forward from here. Because no doubt,
absolutely,
you are one of those legends in the flesh of Afrikaans music, or South African music, the best of the best, which we'll be playing out this interview with right now, a tune called Harde Kula. This is a kind of collaboration with Adam Tass and Bok van Blark. And the guys, tell us about the song before we hit it.
It's a song that I wrote, and I invited three of my friends. The one also stays in Belito. He recently moved again, it's Bok van Blark. I'm sure you know him.
Oh, of course we do, yeah.
And Adam Tass and Refensi, I'm sure the people are familiar with him as well. And I just invited them to collaborate with me on the song. And we made the music video. And I can proudly say that the article of the music video on YouTube is the most viewed Afrikaans music video ever.
Wow.
With over 20 million views. I'm very, very... grateful for that, yeah.
Well, this is such good news, and we can't wait to welcome you to Bolito. I'm sure you're going to have an absolutely magnificent show. It sounds like all the ingredients are there. itickets.co.za, that's online, itickets.co.za, or you can simply drop an email to tickets@musiekunlimited.co.za for the fabulous concert coming up this weekend, this Saturday, at Lamontagne Hotel, Rika Snell in concert. We can't wait. Thanks so much for joining me on the afternoon show, Rika.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Kan jy leer, dis kan middernag, dis die manne se stories, oor die dag se jag, dis die knitte van die hout, wat die vlamme lek. Dis my hart se plek. Vergeet van gister, môre is nog 'n dag. Saam sal ons huil, en saam sal ons lag. Bring die boksgitaar, want 'n man moet sing. Ja, man moet sing. Dit is 'n voorreg om 'n harde koel te deel. Al die bloedbroers by mekaar, waar die vlamme vriendskap seel. Manne, dit is 'n voorreg om hier vanaand te wees. Onder die bosveldmaan brand die harde koel saam. Na 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 na. Manne, dis 'n voorreg onder die bosveld, man, brand die harde koel saam.
Hallo Belito, Rikus Naliso. Ek sien julle een van die dae daar by Lamontaan in Belito. Die 29ste April kom ek vir julle lekker sing daar. Daar's natuurlik lekker varkspitbraai, boerewors, burgers, curry en rys, pizza, gin, R&R, kraafbiere en natuurlik brandewyn. Ek sien vir julle, kom sing vir julle lekker al my Afrikaanse goed en so bietjie country. Lekker Ramstone Cowboy. Laat die aardekool so lank hoog brand. Sien julle een van die dae.
Tickets beskikbaar by itickets.co.za met trots aan jou gebring deur Musiek Unlimited. Like a rhinestone cowboy.